Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And today our episode is entitled, A Lesson from the Saint of 911. But before we get into that, I want to give you our contact information, which is the same as usual. Our email address is letters2ethan@aol.com. And our local telephone number here in the Tampa Bay area is 727-688-5121. So we're very grateful for you, our listeners, and we're especially grateful to you this weekend and on Monday, which on Monday, as you know, we celebrate Labor Day. And on Labor Day, we honor the American labor movement and workers just like you, who not only helped build our country and make it strong in the past, but you who do that today are retired folks who are listening, and those of you who are young and active and working and embracing your vocations and your ministry today, we thank you for everything you do every day to continue to make our country strong. That's what it takes. Every single individual pitching in, using their gifts and talents that God has given them to strengthen our world and our country. And evidence of that was during this past week in the Tampa Bay area, and we extend our sincerest gratitude and thanks to first responders in every category and citizens helping citizens survive Hurricane Idalia, reach out to their neighbors and be a hope and help to them. It was such a blessing to watch, and that's when people come together. It's such a great thing. It's a testimony to what we're here for, as human beings and as children of God. But tonight we're going to be talking about a lesson from the saint of 911. And the person who's called the saint of 911 is Father Michael Judge. Father Michael Judge was a member of the Order of Friars Minor, we call a Brown Franciscan priest. And it's so meaningful to me because I was taught by the Brown Franciscans in the seminary. And when I had an opportunity to travel to St. Bonaventure University for a seminar, I had the honor of meeting Father Judge at that point. And I knew at that time there was something special about him, something different. And I wear a bracelet today in tribute to him and for what he did on 9/11. And it's a quote from Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." And that's exactly what Father Michael did on September the 11th, 2001. But before that, he worked with the homeless people and AIDS patients. He was a recovering alcoholic himself, and he devoted a lot of his ministry to helping addicts overcome their disease. But the role that he was most famous for was his ministry as a chaplain to the New York City Fire Department. So on September the 11th in 2001, he rushed from his friary at St. Francis of Assisi Church on 31st Street to the scene of the World Trade Center attacks, where he met the mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who asked him to pray over the bodies that were lying in the street. And after he had anointed a firefighter, Father Michael was hit by falling debris from the first tower and killed. He was 68 years old, and he became the first officially recorded fatality following the attack, number 0001. And many of us, including you probably, and we use it as our graphic art for this podcast, have seen the iconic photo of Father Judge being carried away from the rubble by several firefighters and others. And when we come back after our first break, I want to share something with you about his life, because he was a very special human being. And now there's a movement in the Catholic Church underway by at least two groups that I know of to have him declared a saint in the Catholic Church. So we'll be right back. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. So glad you're here. We'll be right back, my friends.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World in our episode this week entitled A Lesson from the Saint of 911. And of course, we're talking about the chaplain of the New York City Fire Department, Father Michael Judge. 9/11 impacted us in many different ways. I don't know if you remember what you were doing on 9/11, but I was driving over State Road 52 in Pasco County, Florida, on my way to a meeting when I received the news, and it was an emotionally paralyzing event for me. I just couldn't believe that that was happening. I felt like being in a state of shock for a while. I just couldn't believe that our country was being attacked that way. And everybody reacts differently. Everybody has different feelings about it. But certainly on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11 coming up next Monday on September the 11th, I hope we will all be able to gather together and join in prayer and remember those who died on that day, and also the families, the survivors who are living in their own hell. And speaking of hell, it was Father Michael Judge who he made such interesting comments and such great quotes, and this was one of them. He said, "If you descend into somebody else's private hell and stand there with them, it ceases to be hell." Think about that for a second. If you descend into somebody else's private hell and stand there with them, it ceases to be hell. What an opportunity we have to minister to others in this world who are standing in their own hell for whatever reason, no matter what they're going through. Just to be there with them, to be a presence for them. That's the opportunity we have today, to be a hope and a help to one another. You know, members of Father Michael's province, the Franciscan community, have distributed a prayer that's attributed to Father Michael, which he prayed every day. And his brothers say that this prayer characterized his approach to everything he did. And the words of the prayer are these: "Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what to say and keep me out of your way." Such a short, powerful prayer. Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say and keep me out of your way. God took Father Michael exactly where he wanted him to go, to the Twin Towers, and that was his doorstep to heaven. Michael's prayer is a good prayer for all of us, especially in terms of this key bit of advice. Lord, keep us out of your way. Surely we would do well to reflect on that part of his prayer. For isn't it God's will and not our wishes that merits most, that should merit the most attention? You know, we read in Micah 6:8, "You have been told, O mortal, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do justice and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God." And that's exactly what Father Michael did on September the 11th, 2001. When he listened to what God wanted him to do, he went there, and it was in fact his doorstep to heaven. He's an example for every first responder, for each one of us, to listen and to let God speak to us and tell us where he needs us to go. And I have a prayer that will commemorate the 22nd anniversary of 9/11 when we come back from this break. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World as we honor the saint of 9/11. I'll be right back, my friends.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God's Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, in our episode honoring Father Michael Judge, the saint of 9/11. I remember the story of the fourth grade religious education student who raised her hand with the greatest definition of a saint that I've ever heard. She told her teacher that a saint is someone who lets God's light shine through their life. A saint, she said, is someone who lets God's light shine through their life. And that's exactly what Father Michael Judge did on 9/11/2001 when he answered the call to go to the Twin Towers and do what he could to minister to those in need. And so as we celebrate the 22nd anniversary of 9/11 next Monday on September the 11th, I hope that we will take this week in advance to think about what we can do to be a hope and a help to one another in their time of deepest need. And I want to close our episode today with this prayer for 9/11. Father God, creator of all people and all nations, it is with sorrow and apprehension that we remember the tragic events that occurred on 9/11/2001. We lift to you in prayer all those who died in the Twin Towers, at the Pentagon, and on United Airlines Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We entrust them to your loving care. Console their families, friends, and all who mourn this loss, in the hope that all who trust in you find peace and rest in your kingdom. We pray for those who courageously responded to provide aid and comfort to the afflicted. May their painful memories of that day be healed and transformed into strength and positive resolution. We also pray for ourselves as we seek your strength and guidance. We live in the aftermath of this tragedy and under the shadow of future acts of aggression. We stand in need of your assistance. Enable us, dear God, to put an end to fear by resolving to live lives that are based on respect for one another, by resolving to abide in a peaceful manner and never settle disagreements in our lives in a violent way. by resolving not to fall into the trap of blaming entire ethnic groups, races, or religions in response to acts of hostility. By resolving that justice, not revenge, prevail in our world. Let us resolve that in the face of hatred, we will show love, that in times of despair, we will be voices of hope and creators of new dreams, that in times of darkness, we will be sources of light. Let us resolve that we never regard forgiveness as weakness, but rather as a source of strength in our lives and in our world. And let us honor the memory of nearly 3,000 of your children who died on September 11th, 2001, by resolving, with your help, Almighty God, to truly live this way so that you may be glorified and your love may be known to others through us. We ask this as we ask every good thing in your holy name. Amen. I hope you have a great week, my friends. And say a prayer this week for all those who are suffering the loss of loved ones who died on September 11th, 2001. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Many blessings.